This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Woohoo! It's Friday. Hi there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, July 10th. I am Chris Malone. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. I know wearing a mask is inconvenient. Looks silly at times and can be annoying, but it really can save your life. More and more research is, including this one here, they found that new research says that wearing a mask in public reduces the risk of infection with COVID-19 to the wearer by 65%. That's a pretty strong number here. The scientists found that masks create an effective barrier against droplets that a carrier of the disease expels when they breathe or cough. And it's just as good karma to make sure that you're doing your part as well. So go ahead, wear the mask, okay? We tend to think having a smartphone and dealing with family makes us bad parents because we're on our smartphones for certain reasons. But come to find out, that's not necessarily true. New study analyzed existing data, and when they found that when you're using your phone lightly or not displacing too much family time, it actually using a smartphone is associated with better parenting, not worse. The authors say that smartphones may play multiple roles in family life when it's not drastically limiting family time. I know that when I'm on my phone, I'm generally looking up things that my child's asking about so I can give an answer. Because apparently, daddy and papas are supposed to know everything in the world, right? This is interesting here. The Department of Education estimates the nation's student debt, loan debt is $1.5 trillion. And with a lot of people out of work, making those payments, even with a job, can be difficult. Thankfully, the Department of Education has revamped their website to include a loan simulator, which offers three ways to make student loans decisions easier. It'll guide you through a series of questions, and then based on those answers, it will let you know what you should do with your student loans in the form of repayment. They'll give you pretty good information at studentaid.gov. Even if you're not in school and paying, it may not be a bad way to see if making a change will be beneficial in the long term. And definitely the loan simulator good for students about to take out their first student loans. So with COVID-19 and new records being broken in Florida all the time, you may have considered perhaps getting one of those UV light gadget sanitizers. Need to be kind of careful in this one and do a lot of homework, mainly because there's no real consistent regulatory oversight in the marketing of UV light products, but there's also no universal seal of approval that makes it easier for someone to buy. There's no brand loyalty or anything to show that these particular devices work. So you actually need to do some of your own work. You'll need to look into the companies that are behind the products to make sure they have properly invested in research and development. You can also investigate whether the gadget has been used by hospitals, because they've been using it for decades to sanitize PPE equipment and water. And then make sure that it's done by the investigator. The gadget's been used by hospitals. Make sure it's been validated by an independent, reputable lab. If not, get it out of that Amazon cart. Look for something else. Speaking of your computer, it's the bane of existence with computers. Do you A, leave it on all the time because it is super inconvenient to wait for it to reboot when it's powered off, or do you turn it off and save power? Believe it or not, you can actually make your computer come on at a certain time without it being on itself. For a Mac, it's pretty easy. All you do is go to System Preferences, then Energy Saver, and then you'll see a schedule option, which is in the bottom right of a pop-up window. Then you can go ahead and enter the time you wish your computer to wake up. a little bit difficult for Windows users because you actually have to edit your BIOS settings. That is basically the basic stuff that your computer turns on when programs it turns on when you turn your computer on itself. So with a powered down computer, what you want to do is hold down the delete key as your computer boots up, and then it should bring up the BIOS menu. And then depending on how the manufacturers worded it or placed it, you'll need to look for something that resembles power options and then see if you can find some sort of a time stamp on there. There is where you'll be able to turn your computer on and then just save it. You'll be ready to go next time. And when you attend to look at the ingredient labels of salt, you wonder, is one healthier than the other? You got table salt, kosher salt, sea salt, to name a few. But come to find out, it's not really the salt that's the difference, because it generally is 40% sodium by weight, regardless if it's in large crystals or small crystals. But it's the serving size that's giving you a little bit conflicting information. So, for instance, if you use a teaspoon of kosher salt versus a teaspoon of table salt, there's going to be more salt particles in the tablespoon of table salt. Therefore, the sodium levels will be a little bit higher. I guess the big worry you have to worry about is if you're using swapping out table salt for kosher salt in a recipe, because you'll actually be using less salt, even though the volume will be about the same. So kind of keep that in mind. So there is our show for today, Friday, July 10th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.